Lisa, can you talk about the new intergroup trial that's being discussed?
There's two CALGB neoadjuvant trials that are in development. They're both currently at CTEP being reviewed. One is a trial just for HER2-positive breast cancer, and it is a randomization between everyone gets weekly paclitaxel, and then the randomization is between trastuzumab, lapatinib, or both in the neoadjuvant setting. They all go to surgery then, and then in the postoperative period, they receive dose-dense AC and a year of trastuzumab adjuvantly. That particular trial is designed to sort of expand our understanding of the role of lapatinib and the potential for trastuzumab-lapatinib synergy. The primary endpoint actually is predicated on the idea that the pathologic complete response rate will be higher for the combination than either single agent alone.
Do you think that people are going to wait for data from this study before bringing lapatinib into the adjuvant setting?
No, I don't think so. I think lapatinib is such an interesting drug that the adjuvant trials will be going on concurrently with this, with the neoadjuvant trials. That particular trial will be hopefully run here through the intergroup, and we will collaborate with the European trial that Jose Baselga is running. And we've sort of developed these protocols and talked about the correlative elements of the trials together. Their trial design is called NeoAphrodite, and it's a very similar trial design, really, in all elements, except that their adjuvant therapy is with FEC. And they don't request a year. The adjuvant biologic therapy is whatever you are randomized to in the beginning. So they will have people on that study who will receive a year of lapatinib, for example. But from the standpoint of the preoperative portion of the protocol, they're very similar in design, and deliberately we're trying to dovetail the correlative science component so that each trial can serve, in a sense, as a validation of the other. Again, with the importance of neoadjuvant therapy giving you a glimpse of what will happen in far larger adjuvant trials, but also a lot of information about what's happening in the biology and what groups are getting particular benefit and what's happening in the tumor. The neoadjuvant studies provide a lot of additional information about biology that the adjuvant studies really can't answer. And they give you clinical information, although it's not the ultimate clinically meaningful endpoints of all of these studies, is disease-free and overall survival. And those are endpoints that the adjuvant studies are designed well to answer, not the neoadjuvant studies, which tend to be smaller and more flexible, but designed for endpoints like pathologic complete response, which at best are proxies